WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A month from now, College Station school board members will learn recommendations of redrawing elementary school boundaries that will take place a year from now. Superintendent Clark Ely says a rezoning committee has completed its work, taking into account the opening of Spring Creek Elementary next year.
We look to minimize the change as much as possible, but we know in a growing community, especially in areas of town that are growing even more, we know that sometimes it means kids have to go to different schools, or different kids in the same family ultimately go to different elementary schools.
The CSISD board has scheduled 3 public hearings during the first half of September to gather input. That gives the board the opportunity to vote on new elementary boundaries later that month. For the first time in recent history, the Bryan School Board may be able to adopt a budget with surplus funding. During a board workshop Wednesday, Assistant Superintendent Amy Drost says the district could have an additional $3.2 million.
We might include things such as construction, wireless network upgrades for some more schools, roof and HVAC repairs, one-time equipment, those type things.
The proposed budget includes 2 department directors and 3 other full-time professional positions that were recently hired. Yet to be approved by the board is adding 20 teachers.
We've added 15 teaching FTEs, a lot of these at the secondary level. At MC Harris, that program is booming, and adding a counselor, teacher, and coordinator. And then 4 middle school teachers, one for each, ELA, one at each middle school.
Also awaiting board action is hiring an administrator in charge of finding energy savings. August 18th is the tentative date for the Bryan School Board to consider adopting next year's budget. The Department of Public Safety is investigating what's believed to be an accidental shooting of one of their own.
So we had off-duty troopers stationed out of Madisonville. Had just completed working out at a local gym while opening his truck door, the off-duty pistol somehow fell and discharged where he was wounded.
Sergeant Jimmy Morgan says the unidentified officer underwent surgery at St. Joseph Regional Health Center in Bryan. The University of Texas System Chancellor insists a lack of trust and communication led him to press for the resignation of Austin Flagship Campus President Bill Powers. Chancellor Francisco Sigueroa praised Powers' record on such items as graduation rates and luring research money. But Sigueroa told state lawmakers the two have had a fractured relationship for years. We're 3 months from the Brazos Valley Fair. Senior manager Fiona Meyer says the entertainment lineup has been announced. Headline acts, including Kevin Fowler and Earl Thomas Conley, will perform following nightly rodeos.
Our concerts this year will be in the arena that the rodeo is in. So rain or shine, we will have the fair and we will have the concert. So we're really excited about that.
More information about the fair, which runs October 17th through the 19th, is online at BrazosValleyFair.com. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwornemann Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwornemann Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwornemann Flooring today.
Zwornemann Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
The Hispanic Forum of Bryan College Station invites you to the 16th Annual Scholarship Gala, Saturday, July the 19th at the Brazos Center, featuring Emilio Navaira.
South of the border, down Mexico way.
Emilio.
A pretty girl, a desert island, if we were shipwrecked,
she was smiling.
With special guest Raulito. Also, Ricardo Castillon y La Diferencia. Doors open at 6. Tickets available at Al's Formal Wear, Manuel and Teresa's School of Hair Design, Casa Rodriguez, VIP Bridal, and the law offices of Rodriguez and Jambert. All proceeds of the gala go to graduating seniors of Bryan College Station. The Hispanic Forum Scholarship Gala, underwritten by Central Texas ENT.
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, you need to stay cool. Well, they'll get one out there while they're working on yours. 690-2278. Here we go.
Clouds and occasional sunshine for today with some scattered showers and thunderstorms out there. Not as hot, high temperature 85 to 90. We stay mostly cloudy for tonight. Periods of showers and thunderstorms. Low temperature mid-70s. Matter of fact, showers and thunderstorms could be heavy at times during the day Friday. Otherwise, clouds and some sun. Temperatures upper 80s. Showers end Friday night. Mid-70s overnight. We're back to hot and dry weather Saturday. Sunshine, scattered clouds, and low to mid-90s. This is Gary Bass, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, where Zach Taylor checks in from Hoover, Alabama with the SEC Media Days. Texas Tech has reinstated a defensive back after punching a Lady Red Raider basketball player and breaking her jaw. And the Brazos Valley Bombers got another win last night. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports at 7:50.
All right, so where was the party last night, Zach?
It was at Shula's Steakhouse downstairs, actually.
Oh.
So a very, very expensive meal, but some people might say it was worth it. I would ever say that much kind of money was worth it, but it was a really good steak.
Well, who sponsored it?
No one.
Oh.
We went by ourselves.
Oh.
Actually,
okay.
What they had an SEC movie night with a little bit of a party before we went to Shula's.
Oh,
but,
okay.
So it was like a date night.
Right. me and Louie, he took me out to dinner and treated me fancy.
Did you take Louie? Today's Louie's birthday.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
And I haven't had a chance to talk to him because he was sawing logs whenever I left the room this morning.
Oh,
so.
Man. Well, I got to get his cell number to wake him up to wish him a happy birthday. Seriously.
You going to put him on air?
I don't know about that.
Oh, well.
Okay. So, all right. So, who's the most famous person you have seen?
That I've seen?
In your opinion. What they walked by and you went, hey, wow, that's such and such.
Other than the players and the coaches,
yeah.
Bruce Feldman has been here, of course. All the ESPN guys have been here.
Yeah.
Dari Noka and
don't forget
all
your friend
guys.
Emmitt Smith.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Me and it's almost like it's an everyday occurrence now
because
me and Emmitt are kind of BFFs.
Yeah.
So I almost forgot. Yeah, but Emmitt Smith, yeah, he's kind of a big deal.
Sure. You're following him now, or he's following you on Twitter, or is that?
No, actually, okay. I don't even know if he has a Twitter. I'm going to have to check that out.
If you're BFFs, you need to be knowing that
this,
kind of thing.
This is true.
All right, so today is Alabama Fan Day, huh?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody's getting ready down here at the lobby, because Radio Row is right next to the lobby where all the fans work, and there's already a Bammer here.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting. He's kind of having to lift his legs up as a vacuum underneath him.
Hey, has anybody said anything about the Kyle Field Alabama crossover with the builder? Have you guys seen anything about that down there?
Yeah, no, we've mentioned a little bit about that. You talking about the guy with the put the Bama flag out?
Yeah,
right, exactly.
And said he sabotaged Kyle Field while he was building it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we've talked about that a couple of times with some folks. It's been, I don't know, an interesting topic, but. Even talking about, you know, with people here in Alabama, you know, they're kind of like, that was a little too far, we think. You know, when you're talking about spending millions and millions of dollars, and he didn't just hang it up, you know, he was like welding it on there. So that's kind of a big deal.
Well, I don't think there's a school in America that doesn't have fans there embarrassed over some of their actions.
I think A&M has a couple.
Yeah, you don't want. I mean, you
not
don't.
Many,
wanna, you don't want to hang it. You don't want to hang it on Alabama, the institution. That's you know, the way that their fans behave or misbehave.
That's right.
So I don't know. Who's the snootiest, most uppity group there?
You know, everybody has been really nice,
oh,
and that's
okay,
the weird thing about it. You know.
You know, that is weird.
Yeah, that is weird. I mean, everybody that I've talked to, at least everybody that, you know, we've had a chance to mingle with and stuff, everybody's been very nice, very open.
Excellent. Well, bless your heart.
Yeah. Bless their hearts.
Yeah, it's that Southern hospitality.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay, so you finish up today, and I mean, do you think the room empties out after Saban and nobody's there for Stoops, the Kentucky coach? I mean, what do you think?
I have a feeling. I have a gut. Unless they're going to bring the basketball players for Kentucky, I highly doubt there's going to be a lot of people.
It may be like the Oscars. They may pay people to sit in the chairs.
that might be interesting.
All right. So let's see. So that's it. And we'll we'll have your reports. And, of course, once again, none of that stuff is live. You can't stream it live, but we'll have all that stuff up on our website, right?
Yeah, okay. I'll try and put it up there.
All right, go grab breakfast. Thank you, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, that's Zach from Hoover, Alabama. Speaking of food,
go ahead.
All right. Fast food lovers might be interested in knowing Yum! Brands made their announcement yesterday. Pizza Hut sales down in the second quarter of the year from tough competition. Taco Bell sales were up, probably.
Breakfast.
Because of its new breakfast lineup. And KFC in-store sales up 21%.
Wowzer.
For the first quarter.
It's all you, Scott.
It's the Famous Bowl.
That's their most popular item. They can't keep them on the shelf.
That's right.
America has spoken.
Yes.
Pile my food in a bowl like I'm a dog. If there's any way you could put my dinner in a blender and liquefy it and then put it into a caulking gun and inject it into my femoral artery, that would be even better.
Yeah.
But I know you don't have a lunch gun, so until you invent that, just make me a failure pile in a sadness bowl. That's what I want. I want a failure pile in a sadness bowl.
Yeah. That's why they're 21% up. Just letting you know. I'm going to try one of those one of these days. Yeah, probably.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you're right, I'm not. A report from retail property firm Hammerson and analysts Conlimnio finds it takes much longer these days for a consumer to actually go ahead and make a purchase from their initial consideration to the point of making the buy. Today it takes consumers 3.5 days to go through the process compared to just half a day 10 years ago, which is pretty interesting because tell me what in this world is taking longer than it used to.
Research, because you can do more of it.
The cycle on everything used to be faster.
But I think psychologically, there's an expectation that there is another option. I think maybe a few 10 years ago, like you were saying, once you figured it out, it's not that there was something hiding around the next corner.
Right, and here's the deal, is the considered consumer points out that today's consumer is happy enough to wait for a good deal. 7 out of 10 say they rarely buy items at full price. 60% will wait for a product to be offered at a discount, which is interesting because that's postponing gratification, which basically goes against today's societal norms. I mean, generally they want that immediately. Of course, if you're using your parents' credit card, it may be different. Just saying. Today's consumer.
But if they use it here, we love them.
Oh, yes. Today's consumer more likely to plan a purchase rather than succumb to impulse. And technology is helping to prolong that process because shoppers are, in fact, investigating more. 13 now compared to 7 a decade ago, okay? They go through and look at that many different places. And 45% use 3 or 4 different channels compared to 1 or 2 when it comes to.
I wonder how much of that's related to 2007, 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we're still not a saving country, which upsets me.
No, we're not. And with that in mind, here's the math when it comes to that. Saving money with compound interest obviously is not a new concept at all. But here's some numbers which are kind of interesting. G.E. Miller at 20-something Finance explains why putting away money early in your life is so important in a very easy-to-understand way. With an average annual rate of 8% on investments over 30 years, keep your fingers crossed that can happen, A dollar now will be $10 later, even if you adjust for inflation. Miller said that you'll have over 500% the buying power later for every dollar that you are saving today. For instance, if you're in your 20s, here's his example. William starts saving $4,000 a year when he's 20. Okay, fine.
Yeah. I didn't have $4,000
extra 380 bucks a month.
Yeah, whatever.
By the premise, by the bit. Okay. All right, so let's say that you've got $4,000 a year that you can save when you're 20 years old.
Okay, fine.
And stops after 20 years. Okay, having saved $80,000, his brother James starts saving $4,000 a year at 40, does so for 25 years, has a total of $100,000 saved. Let's say that they earn 6% savings. Well, at 65, William's going to have $850,000, and his older brother's going to have $219,000, okay? 850 as opposed to 219.
To illustrate the point, it works, yes.
It does.
The earlier and more you can save, the better.
And again, he uses those numbers, and that's fine. Those numbers may work, and they may not. Doesn't matter if it's $25 a month. If you take it and put it someplace and let it earn a little bit of interest, and basically a little bit of interest is all you can get. But when you get enough that you can put it into some sort of a true investment as opposed to just maybe sitting in a financial institution, you might have some opportunity there. Just saying. Never hurts to do that. All right, let's go back to food. Ha-ha. Last month, a graduate student by the name of Josh Truffet set up a salvage supper club, New York City, where diners paid $50 to eat six-course meals made from food scraps saved out of a dumpster. Why would you do that? Chefs in training for the Natural Gourmet Institute created dishes using overripe fruits and vegetables that would normally be thrown away. Meals were served to call attention, you see, of course, to the waste and discard that we have every day.
Shut up.
And we do. There's no doubt. There's plenty of waste out there.
Yeah, but come on.
Would you?
No.
Would you?
No.
And again, they're paying $50 for it. But it's a six-course meal, after all. So
whatever.
That would have to make it worthwhile.
Two of crap is still crap.
It is.
For your car, your home, your business, too. Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
RV Station in Bryan is the place to get ready for your summertime road trips.
Oh, come on.
You know, if a company tells you something about themselves in a commercial, it ought to mean something. At RV Station, I promise to you,
the best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
That means our brands are built to stand the rigors of the road for decades.
Now that's peace of mind.
Right now, RV Station has a brand new Hideout 280 LHS.
Take it home for just $199 a month.
How about a new Keystone 3620 FL Alpine?
Over 25,000 off MSRP.
Let's hit the road.
RV Station, 2815 North Earl Runner Freeway, Bryan, USA. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Hideout number 2743. Detail price $21,995. 144 months, 4.99 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC. Keystone number 2692. Sale price $65,995.
John Deere Z-Track commercial mowers are the ultimate mowing machines. Seats engineered for all-day comfort. Decks designed to enhance efficiency, precision handling, and now at Sioux Falls Prater, get 0% financing for 36 months. With a deal like this, today's the day to put a John Deere to work for you. Find a Sioux Falls Prater near you at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends July 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. Special rates and terms may be available. See dealer for details and financing options. Up to 10% down payment may be required.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can install a battery in pretty much anything. Need one for your garage door opener? We can replace it before you can say, open sesame. Need a watch battery? We can install one in no time. Need a battery for your key fob? We can do it in a flash. So next time you need a battery put in, come in and we'll do it for you. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Located in College Station and in Bryan in front of the new Walmart. Not only is the July 4th holiday here, it's hot, dry, and oh, did I mention? It's hot! Never fear, Rattlers is here to cool you off and quench your thirst with some great July specials, like two 28-ounce Gatorade, any flavor, only $3. Got a sweet tooth? Then mix and match any regular-sized candy bar and any size fountain drink, two for only $2. After a hot day at work, stop by and pick up any 12-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers. Rattlers, where there's always a special. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Good morning, it's 7:25, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, changing some numbers up to a 50-50 chance of showers today. with a high temperature around 89 or so. Tonight, heavy rain, 70% chance of that. And then on Friday, we're looking at a 60% chance of showers, and we probably won't make 90 then. Then a 20 or 30% chance as we roll through the weekend. Right now, winds are out of the southeast at 7. It's kind of muggy out there, 88% relative humidity, cloudy skies, and we're looking at 77.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In 1992, a new band, Body Count, was signed with the Time Warner record label. The first release, Cop Killer. It launched the career of Ice-T, who had become a television star as well as a rapper. Even now, the lyrics of the song are too vile to be repeated in a family environment. Okay, fast forward 12 years. This week, a rookie cop was killed in an ambush in Jersey City, New Jersey. A day after the murder, mourners paid their respects at a makeshift street memorial. They brought candles and balloons and empty liquor bottles. Affectionate messages written across T-shirts taped to a brick wall. The memorial was for Lawrence Campbell, the man the police identify as the cop killer. Here's some of the messages. Rest easy. See you on the other side. Thug in peace. Mr. Campbell, the cop killer, was a family man. His grieving widow, Angelique Campbell, told a TV news crew that her husband should have killed more cops if they were planning to kill him. She later apologized. Somebody must have gotten to her. The ambush took place at a chain pharmacy store. Mr. Campbell, recently released from jail, didn't try to rob it. He assaulted an armed security guard and took his weapon. Then he told someone to watch the news that he would be famous. I wonder how Time Warner's CNN will cover the story of this cop killer. Safe bet they'll lecture us again about gun control.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time approaching 7:30. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. For the first time in 5 years, Bryan School District employees on the district's health insurance plan may be paying more. That was part of an update Wednesday on next year's proposed budget. Assistant Superintendent Amy Drozd says the recommended 5% increase would be split equally between the district and employees who have coverage with their spouse, child, or a family plan.
I would say probably the most popular plan is the Gold plan. So if they're covering an employee and spouse, you're talking about $8 a month. Employee and child, six, and family is 10.
Pay raises for next year average less than 2% for teachers, administrators, and other professional employees, and 2.5% for auxiliary and paraprofessionals. Another recommendation is to continue flu shots for employees and make them available for elementary students. Next year's Bryan ISD budget will be considered for approval on August 18th. For the third time in the last 7 years, a new elementary school is being built in College Station. That means redrawing school boundaries, and the College Station School Board will hold 3 public hearings in September before making its decision incorporating Spring Creek Elementary, which opens a year from now. Superintendent Clark Ely says the board will hear recommendations from a rezoning committee on August 19th.
We worked through that very cautiously, and we had a great group of people in our 2014 rezoning committee. They did a tremendous job analyzing lots of data about who we are in College Station ISD, where the growth is occurring, where different people live, where we have capacity for growth in different areas.
The public hearings will be held September 2nd, 4th, and 10th. Times and locations have yet to be determined. The Texas Commissioner of Education is standing by his decision to override a veto by the State Board of Education to allow an Arizona-based charter school to expand in Texas. Michael Williams says it's a power given to him by the legislature.
You vetoed that decision. I wanted them here. I sought a way to have them come here. I found it. I approved it.
Williams is taking heat from the board because of concerns over minority student performance at Great Hearts Academies. State lawmakers are hearing phrases like lack of trust and fractured relationship as reasons why University of Texas at Austin President Bill Powers has been forced to submit his resignation.
UT Chancellor Francisco Sigueroa did not stray far from his statement he released last week asking University President Bill Powers to resign. The two agreed the resignation would take place after the 2014-2015 school year.
It wasn't like I said, Bill, if you don't accept this, you're going to get fired. What I said is, if we can't come to an agreement and accept at least this proposal, then I would have no choice but to discuss this to the full board.
Sigueroa never expounded on why he believed it was time for Powers to step down. He did say he was not being pressured by the Board of Regents to do it. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Headline Entertainment has been announced for this year's Brazos Valley Fair.
We have Kevin Fowler, who will be on stage on Friday, the 17th of October. Earl Thomas Conley will be our classic country night on Saturday, October the 18th. And then on Sunday, October the 19th, we have some Tejano acts and Norteño acts, so it's Elida, and then we also have Las Phoenix.
The fair's senior manager, Fiona Meyer, says they've made accommodations for Aggie football fans who won't be able to make the trip to Alabama by staging a tailgate area.
We will have a Jumbotron set up. We will have some great things going on with the tailgate, some great fair food you can enjoy. So you can come out, watch the game, then you can hang out, go to the rodeo, go to a concert, everything.
For the first time, the fair is offering $20 advance tickets that includes admission and unlimited carnival rides for the day. Additional information is online at BrazosValleyFair.com. This year's fair runs from October 17th through the 19th. A state trooper is hospitalized in Bryan following an accidental shooting in Madisonville. Sergeant Jimmy Morgan says the unidentified officer was outside a gym after finishing a workout and had opened the door to his pickup.
While opening his truck door, the off-duty pistol somehow fell and discharged.
The trooper was transported to St. Joseph Regional Health Center, where he underwent surgery. In local parking lots and along local streets, at least 3 motorists have been the targets of 2 women claiming they were mechanics who demanded money for doing repairs that were done for problems that never existed. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says they're wanting to hear from any other victims.
We certainly don't want the public to not be good citizens and inform somebody that if they see something wrong with a vehicle, but for that individual to understand that if they believe that there is something wrong with their vehicle, that what they should do is to contact a reputable mechanic, somebody that they're familiar with, to have them examine the vehicle, to ascertain if there really is something wrong.
Law enforcement reports will go to prosecutors who will decide whether criminal charges will be filed. Flieger says they have been in contact with the suspects, identified as 2 Hispanic women driving a 4-door Chevrolet pickup. Illegal immigrant children will be held in a 55,000-square-foot warehouse in McAllen. That's according to an invitation sent by the Border Patrol to invited guests, which was obtained by the Associated Press. The VIPs will be given a tour today of the warehouse, which will open on Sunday and provide the children with meals, medical attention, showers, laundry, and recreation opportunities. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph. With their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
It's 7:36. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Clouds and occasional sunshine for today with some scattered showers and thunderstorms out there. Not as hot, high temperature 85 to 90. We stay mostly cloudy for tonight. Periods of showers and thunderstorms. Low temperature mid-70s. Matter of fact, showers and thunderstorms could be heavy at times during the day Friday. Otherwise, clouds and some sun. Temperatures upper 80s. Showers end Friday night. Mid-70s overnight. We're back to hot and dry weather Saturday. Sunshine, scattered clouds, and low to mid-90s. This is Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
And then what happened with sports? We're going to talk about Zach Taylor being in Hoover, Alabama. Also, the British Open gets underway today, and a Texas Tech football player is reinstated to the football team after punching and breaking the jaw of a lady Texas Tech basketball player. All that and more coming up in sports.
Actually, Rory McIlroy is 6-under through 16 holes. He's your leader. And, yeah, we'll see how Tiger's doing. Yeah. Tiger's big return to majors, huh?
Yep.
The Ladbrokes, that's a noted gambling concern out of the UK, says that Tiger is a 20-1 shot to win it. Justin Rose is the favorite. Won last year's Scottish Open. World's number one ranked player, Adam Scott, is listed as 16-1. And Lefty, the defending champion, is 25-1. Whoa, his odds are worse than Woods? Oh.
He hadn't been playing all that great, but he talks in sports about his short game coming around and at the British Open. That's what you got to have.
It's always about short. Is that it? Always about short.
Oh, you got nothing on that, man. Yeah,
sometimes,
not after the hair cracks.
Yeah,
over the
sometimes it's bald, I know. Yeah. A seaplane in Alaska came in for a landing right on top of a whale. Happened in a remote coastal village. And, of course, there's probably video of it someplace. Thomas Hamm, yes, he did. He caught the incident on video. He said as the small craft was descending onto the water surface, a humpback whale suddenly rose up out of the sea. At the last second, the pilot pulled back, bounced over the whale, just as a blast of water shot out of its spout and up onto the windshield. Nobody hurt, including the whale.
Well, that's good.
What are the chances of that?
I have a feeling that's a first you say it, then you do it thing.
Probably so.
More likely than dismantled hard drives?
Well, see, seven crashed hard drives. Okay. Sevens, yeah. 78-year-old Shannon Brussel was on her way to an event near the Arches National Park, and she didn't show up. People got worried. The Grand County Sheriff went out looking around. Deputies organized a search party along the bike path that she was known to use, and by the time they found her, she was up to her hips in quicksand and had been for 14 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Took four people to pull her to safety. Again, 78 years old, because the sand kept sliding back in on top of her. Quicksand rare in the area, but you know what? There it was. And she got out of that. Okay, here's your reminder for today. It's 13 days, 13 shopping days, if you will, till Sharknado 2. Well, you know, I don't want it to sneak up on you. Don't want you to miss that. Soap opera with swords fanatics will be thrilled to hear that now they can enjoy their favorite show while receiving a college diploma. University of Virginia.
Oh, no.
UVA. My gosh. I mean, it's someplace you've heard of. Offering a class about medieval stories, and the professor, Lisa Wolfork, is hoping to prove the TV series does not ruin the books. The teacher calls the subject matter very, very serious. Uh-huh. And says there are lots of things that can be illuminated through the skills of literary analysis. Now, didn't some dean have to pass on that? I mean, did some dean have to sign off and say it's okay for that to be going on?
I'd complain about people with absurd, getting paid absurd money for absurd positions, but here I am in radio.
Yeah, so. That's it. Sure. All right. It's going to happen. A panel of NASA scientists say we should find alien life within 20 years.
Yeah.
Now, is this alien life that, are we talking amoebas?
See, no, that's the thing. They have incredible odds. All they have to find is one tiny little microbe and they win.
Oh, that it.
Okay. And the tinfoils are saying, well, NASA's already found it. They're just waiting for a way to break the news that doesn't freak everyone out.
Ah, okay. Yeah, we found a piece of a mold spore somewhere. Is that it? They say that's really a conservative estimate. The former astronaut and NASA administrator, Charles Bolden, said most people working in the space industry realize that the sheer limitlessness of space means that we're probably not the only life forms. Duh. Okay. Would we be so arrogant as to think that? I mean, in the universe?
Playing law of averages, you're bound to be right.
Even if we're never found any evidence, he says the technology is improving, and so the search for life itself will become more efficient. Thanks to the Kepler Space Telescope, which was launched in 2009, scientists have found that in our galaxy alone, there probably is at least one planet circling every star, the NASA panel, making such a bold statement. Partly because they're making huge discoveries at an astounding rate. For example, we already know that our galaxy has at least 100 billion planets, something we didn't know 5 years
billion?
Ago. Billion? Billion,
yes. One of my favorite guys, because he did a lot of things, Arthur C. Clarke,
said
two possibilities exist. Either we're alone in the universe or we are not.
Yeah.
Both yes. are equally terrifying.
I like that.
That's very profound.
Yeah, I would agree completely. Very good. Okay, the USDA wants to spend millions of our dollars on movie tickets and other incentives to encourage people on food stamps to eat healthier. Where are we going off that?
So we send them to a place that has not necessarily the
right.
most healthy food?
Exactly, because where else can you get a 3-pound box of Milk Duds?
Ooh.
The United States Department of Agriculture is hoping to urge major changes to grocery stores, such as enhanced lighting over the produce section. And free movie tickets would be based on the points earning system, where food stamp recipients could receive a prize in exchange for healthy food purchases. Huh. No Oreos for you! Apparently, showing a grocery store receipt would be required. It's unclear if points are deducted if those getting the free movie tickets munch on butter-flavored popcorn, of course, while they're there, or the sugary sodas. So you just, what, hang outside of Whole Foods and get the receipt from
yeah.
the people coming out of there, you know, who are chewing?
I don't know why they have to make it so complicated. Just come up with a list of approved items that you can buy.
That makes it a lot easier.
As the government is offering, I know we're not in politics anymore, but the government's offering the money.
Yeah.
They should be able to set the limits.
I agree.
If you want to buy your own thing, use your own money.
We'll reimburse you?
What? No.
Hello? Hang on. No.
You know, from where I'm sitting doing my 70-hour work weeks, welfare recipients are already getting a prize.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. One of the very first things I did when I moved into my very first house was paint every wall. I didn't want another beige wall ever.
I ask what colors?
colors. I didn't care. I just didn't want beige anymore. But you see a lot of websites say when you're going to sell your house, paint everything back to that beige white color, like what, apartment white?
Apartment white. We see a lot of that saying to paint the walls white. That certainly is not a color that I would say is on trend. what I would recommend is a warm tone. You're gonna vary that depending upon room size, finish out in your home, including flooring, fixtures, things like that. A realtor can help you make that selection. Or, you know, it is such a strong seller's market. We're recommending that people do less now typically than what we recommended before. So I would say there's no cookie cutter answer. Talk to somebody that you trust and do what they recommend.
And you don't want a cookie cutter realtor either. So go with zarealestate.com.
Moody Gardens presents Smiles and Seaside Summer Fun. Make some waves and save with a day pass, big discounts, and big fun. Enjoy the new Real Pirates Exhibition, Ropes Course, Zip Line, Palm Beach, 3D and 4D theaters, Rainforest, and Aquarium Pyramids. Relax at the Moody Gardens Hotel or Golf Course. Splash along the Lazy River with fireworks and the Bands on the Sand Weekend Concert Series. So smile, enjoy some real seaside summer fun. Save at moodygardens.org.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Hey moms, if someone called you a ditch digger, how would you react? Before you answer, let me tell you a story. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. There's an ancient tale about an army who found themselves without water in the middle of the desert. They were promised divine intervention, but to receive it, their faith had to be tested. They were told the rain would come if they first dug ditches to hold it all. Believing you'll see rain when you're baking in the sun under a cloudless sky can be tough. Maybe you can relate. I know my wife Jean can. When I get home, she's exhausted chasing those two boys of ours around. After all, it's the same challenge facing all mothers of young children. Raising kids to have character is a lot of work, and the payoff isn't always immediately obvious. Moms pour their energy into feeding and bath times, dealing with never-ending piles of laundry and breaking up sibling squabbles. At the end of the day, many mothers wonder if they've made a difference in their kids' lives at all. Well, if you're a mom who feels like that, I hope you'll take heart. The investment of time and energy you're putting into your children will pay off one day. You're showing your kids they're loved and cared for, and day by day, you're giving them the tools they need to thrive. So keep at it. The rains of maturity and character will come. For now, you're digging the ditches they'll need to hold it all. To help your kids thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Home Advisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Handyman.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman.homeadvisor.com.
Maybe you have a special occasion coming up between now and the next time we all celebrate some sort of a gift-giving thing, which is, I guess, December. Well, David Gardner's can very much personalize a piece of jewelry that actually David has designed before and make it just right for you. One of the things that he's been doing for years are pieces of jewelry that have the birthstones of children in them. And that's something that's always been a favorite. And there have been so many David Gardner creations through the years that can be customized that way that, you know, check that. When you go into David Gardner's, if you know exactly what you're looking for, you know where to head, that's great. If not, let them show you around the store. Maybe you know exactly what you want. Maybe you kind of know. Maybe you have no idea. Let them guide you through there. Find something that fits the occasion, fits your budget, because that's the way they've done it. From day one, over 30 years, David Gardner with David's own creations from his staff and also from other names that you know. And, of course, if it happens to be an engagement ring you're looking for, there's a special website called Where Aggies Get Engaged from David Gardner's. Kind of neat. The landing page is split, half for males, half for females. You click on the appropriate side and get your questions answered. 911 University Drive. They're an authorized Rolex dealer and authorized Rolex service as well. That's David Gardner's.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:50. Our very own Zach Taylor has been hovering in Hoover over the past couple days with all things Southeastern Conference.
Day three of the SEC Media Days features some big movers and shakers in the college football world. Starting this season, the NCAA will implement the College Football Playoff, which will select the country's top four teams before dwindling that down to two for the national championship. The man in charge of that, Bill Hancock, had a chance to speak with the media yesterday morning in the big room.
The committee will select the best four teams, period. No strings attached. It's important to keep that in mind. And we think the playoff gives us the best of both worlds. Our goal going into this, our goal with the BCS also, was to maintain the best regular season in sports. And we've done that with the playoff. Four teams is not too many. It does not go too far. It goes just far enough. And it also preserves the bowl system and the bowl experience for student athletes top to bottom, which is very important to us.
The semifinals will both take place on New Year's Day, one at the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, Louisiana, and the other at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. The inaugural College Football Playoff Championship game, of course, will be held on January 12th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Also making his way to the podium on Day 3 of SEC Media Days was Missouri head coach Gary Pinkel. The Tigers, who feature several players from Texas, come to Aggieland on November 15th, but won't return until 2021. Pinkel was asked how the time away from College Station and the Lone Star State will affect recruiting.
Well, you know, we've played them for a long, long time, obviously the Big 12 also, and, you know, great respect for that school and that program, and you know, to things like that just happen, you know. Initially I thought that might be our rival game, you know, and, you know, now our rival game is Arkansas, which is going to be a great fit for us also. You know, when you make this transition, you know, and A&M made the same transition, you know, things are going to happen until it settles down, and the conference thought this was the best direction to go. So we certainly support it.
And as I mentioned, the Tigers and Aggs will face off on November 15th at Kyle Field. Also addressing the media yesterday were SEC Coordinator of Officials Steve Shaw, ESPN Vice President of College Networks Justin Connolly, LSU coach Les Miles, Arkansas's Brett Bielema, and players. Today, for the fourth and final day of SEC Media Days, features Georgia coach Mark Richt, Ole Miss's Hugh Freeze, Alabama head man Nick Saban, and Kentucky head coach Mark Stoops, as well as players from all four schools. And that's what's happening at SEC Media Days. From Hoover, Alabama, I'm Zach Taylor.
You can hear the interviews and press conferences uninterrupted via podcast on our sister station's website, zone1150.com. And Zach will have live updates from Alabama later on this afternoon, starting at about 5:25. Texas Tech has reinstated a highly regarded defensive back from Miami who last month broke the jaw of a Lady Red Raider basketball player. A video of the assault was viral, and Texas Tech says that Nigel Bethel will return to the team but will sit out the first three games of the season. Bethel punched Amber Battle during a pickup basketball game at the campus recreation center and was dismissed from the football program the next day. ESPN.com's Max Olson has more of the background to this story.
This was a difficult process for Kirby Hokut, the athletic director of Texas Tech, as well as for Cliff Kingsbury and for Candy Whitaker, the women's basketball coach. You know, Nigel Bethel was dismissed from the program really within 48 hours of this incident happening. I think more has come to light since then. A grand jury decided that, Nigel Bethel would not face assault charges for this. And obviously, Amber Battle came forward and said that she initiated the fight that led to Bethel punching her and took responsibility for that. And I think once the assault charges were out of the way and that was kind of cleared up on Tuesday, I think that really kind of opened the door for them to consider this outcome.
We'll go from the high plains of Texas across the pond to the 143rd edition of the British Open. It is underway at Royal Liverpool in England. Masters winner Bubba Watson and U.S. Open champ Martin Keimer are seeking their second major titles of the year, while reigning British Open champ Phil Mickelson tees off later on today. He was asked what part of the game he needed to work on to get ready for this year's Open.
The other area that I've struggled with is my short irons, which has always been a strength. I haven't been sharp. And last week they started to come back. I saw kind of glimpses of my normal short iron play. I believe that the next 5 years are going to be some of the best of my career.
We'll get a whole lot closer to home for Brazos Valley Bombers baseball. They defeated the Victoria Generals 1-0 yesterday, tying the two-game series. It was a scoreless game for the Generals and Bombers up through the eighth inning until left fielder Ford Moore made his way to home after a wild pitch by the Generals and a base hit by designated hitter Logan Noddybrook. The Bombers will travel to Woodland Christian Academy today to take on the Strikers for a two-game set starting at 7:05, and the boys are back home on Saturday. And finally, Baylor senior quarterback Bryce Petty and TCU defensive back Devontae Fields are the Big 12 preseason players of the year. Petty set 17 school records last season as the Bears won their first Big 12 title. Fields had four tackles without a sack while playing only three games before the foot injury. And that has been a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Kind of interesting to see the comments of Bud Selig talking about the 2014 version of the All-Star Game, just 2 days gone, and we're looking on to next year's event, which will be in Cincinnati.
Oh, how?
And that brings up the name Pete Rose.
Yes, it do.
And what will happen? Of course, banned for life from all official baseball-related activities because of his gambling. He might, in fact, play some part. He said that's going to be up to the Cincinnati club. He said they've been very, very careful as to how they've used him, but they have had him do some things with the baseball club. He's 73 now. Admitted in 2004 in his autobiography that he gambled on games. And, you think about all the things that we know about what baseball players have done now.
All sports athletes at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you go back and look at this, and again, I'm really not a Pete Rose fan. I don't care for him that much. But that you would ban him from the game because he gambled, and you think about the abuses of lots of other players since then, I can't imagine that they wouldn't allow him to be part of the Cincinnati celebration. Anyway,
one would think.
We'll see how that works out. So a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Do you think about your tires during hot weather? I know you think about making sure your air conditioner is working in your car, but do you think about your tires? Well, the guys at BCS Tires and Lifts are thinking about your tires all the time, and they know that the hot roads can take a toll on your tires, especially if you're not running the right tires on your vehicle. Well, because they're specialists at BCS Tires and Lifts, they're locally owned, they're specialists in tires and suspension and making sure that your vehicle is running efficiently, and that part of your car is very important because gradually you have changes with your suspension that you may not notice. The ride might be rougher to somebody who gets in the car for the first time. You've kind of gotten used to it. Well, BCS Tires and Lifts can make sure that, first of all, your car is going down the road efficiently, the right way it should. In other words, front end aligned, everything's okay, tie rods and the supports and the struts are all as they should be. And that way, that can help your tires last longer as well. Stop in and entrust your tires, your suspension to them. They're Tire Pros. They're a Tire Pro store, over 30,000 dealers on a nationwide network, but they're a locally owned store. That's BCS Tires and Lifts at 2319 Texas Avenue South, right there by Copy Corner in College Station.
All of Royalty Pecan's signature pecan delicacies are handcrafted in small batches right there, on site, at the farm, using only quality ingredients. They find ways to enhance their delicious, healthy pecans without adding artificial ingredients, preservatives, or trans fats. From their orchard to you, they control how Royalty Pecans are grown, harvested, and prepared during their journey. Try them for yourself and let them know what you think. Take the short drive on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, and open year-round. Click royaltypecans.com for more info.
Well, looking at the weather, I mean, the chances of rain have now increased a little bit. Looking now at a 50% chance of showers today, a 70% chance of showers tonight, and then a 60% chance of rain tomorrow. And they're saying heavy rain, as a matter of fact, for tonight. So we'll see how that works. We haven't done a joke in the longest time.
It's been blissful.
No.
Yes.
Okay, two guys talking. I'm going to do one. I'm sorry. Two guys talking, all right? One of them says to the other, oh, man, I had an accident with a can of alphabet soup yesterday at lunch. The other friend said, really? Were you injured? He said, no, but it could have spelled disaster. WTAW College Station,
wow.
Brian. It's 8 o'clock.